Parshas Vayikra, this Shabbos, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, is Shabbos Zocher, which of course is the prelude to Purim, in particular this year, because it's literally day to day, back to back. Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Zocher, Moitzei Shabbos here in Beit Shemesh is Purim. So it's critical that we use these last few days as we lead up to Parshas Zocher and to Purim to prepare for these very big days. Shabbos Zocher is of course so called because of the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Zocher es asher osa l'cho amolik. There is a mitzvah, min ha-Torah, most Rishonim, this is where we paskin, consider this a mitzvah, min ha-Torah, to remember that which Amalek did. And the Torah then continues and says, you have a mitzvah also, timcha es zecha Amalek. Not only do you have a mitzvah to remember, but you also have a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. And in fact, the Rambam and others clearly enumerate this as two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah on the one hand to remember that which Amalek did. They fought a battle against Klal Yisrael. And on the other hand, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa also, not just to remember, but also to wipe them out. Not only that, the Rambam clearly explains that these two mitzvahs are related to each other. The reason why you must remember that which Amalek did, he says, is in order to arouse the hatred in our hearts of Amalek, sheloitosur sinasoi mehalavobois, so that the hatred of Amalek should never be removed. And that way, we will then be Makayim, the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek. So stage one is the mitzvah of Zocher. You have to remind yourself of that which Amalek did against Klal Yisrael. That way you will be Ma'orer. You will arouse the sinner in your heart. And the next stage is, you will therefore be Makayim, the mitzvah of wiping them out. We know that besides for Amalek, it's not the only nation that the Torah instructs us to wipe out. Because the Torah clearly tells us in Parshas Vayeshanan that when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael and you will come across the Sheva Amamin, the seven nations, who are they? They're Knani and Chiti and Emori, etc., etc., Prizi, etc. All of those nations, Hacharim, Tacharim, Oysom, you must wipe them out. And indeed, the Rambam clearly enumerates this as well as a mitzvah. So you have to wipe out Amalek on the one hand, and on the other, there's also a mitzvah to wipe out these seven nations. What we will discuss tonight, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, is we're going to see that these two mitzvahs, wiping out Amalek and wiping out the Sheva Amamin, are not the same at all. They are very different both in halacha and also in nature. Firstly, as we've just mentioned, with Amalek, besides for the mitzvah to wipe them out, but the Torah also instructs us to remind ourselves of what they did, as the Rambam explains, in order to arouse the hatred in our heart of Amalek. We do not, however, find that to be the case of Sheva Amamin. There is no Parsha Zocher, anything about remember the Amori and the Chiti and the Avusi, and in order to hate them, in order to go and fight war against them. We don't find such a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, we know that the Torah tells us not only must you wipe out Amalek, but you must wipe out also Timche es Zecher Amalek. In fact, Chazal teach us that you have to even kill the animals that belong to Amalek. Rashi tells us this in Parshas Kisetze. Nobody should even look at an animal and say, this belonged to an Amaleki. Anything to do with Amalek, we wipe out. In fact, many learn that if an Amalek, he wants to be misgayer, he wants to convert, he cannot do so. So this is the second point that we need to try and examine. Why is the Torah so much more machmir, as it were, with Amalek than it is with the Sheva Amamin? That not only do you have to wipe out the nation of Amalek, but any semblance, any zecher of Amalek needs to be wiped out as well. A third and final question. The Rambam, when he tells us that there's a mitzvah to wipe out the Sheva Amamin, he says three words. V'kvar ovad zichrom. Their memory has already been wiped out. What does that mean? So the Radvaz explains, because we know that there was a melech called Sancheirev. Sancheirev mixed up all of the nations. He took some here, he took some there, he planted some nations over here, some over there, mixed them all up, such that we no longer know, nowadays, who belongs to which nation. Therefore, practically, there is no way anymore of fulfilling the mitzvah of killing the seven nations, because we don't know who they are. And that's what the Rambam means, the kvar ovad zichrom. Their memory has been wiped out because we can't identify anymore who belongs to the seven nations. The Rambam, however, does not say that with regard to Amalek. He says there's a mitzvah to kill Amalek. You'd expect the Rambam once again to say that post-Sancheirev, now Amalek has been mixed up with other nations and we can no longer identify them, and he doesn't say that. And the suggestion is, it does very much sound, therefore, that when it comes to the mitzvah Amalek, the mitzvah still exists nowadays as well. And this obviously needs explanation. How can it possibly exist nowadays if, after all, they've been mixed up? They've been mixed up by other nations, by Sancheirev. And just like when it comes to the Sheva Amamin, we said that once Sancheirev have mixed them up, there's no mitzvah to kill them because there's no way of identifying them. Surely the same should apply also in the case of Amalek. And yet the truth is, if you look in the Torah, it could well be that the Torah is being meramez to this. Because the Torah in Parashas Beshalach says that Amalek fights a war, Milchomo Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor, from generation to generation. And this could well be understood that the Torah is in fact hinting to the fact that the Milchomo against Amalek is midor dor, every single generation, even nowadays, despite the fact that practically we cannot identify Amalek, just like we cannot identify any other nation, because they've all been mixed up by Sancheirev. But for some reason, and this is what we have to explain, apparently the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek applies nowadays as well. Midor dor. So these are the three questions that we'd like to address. Number one, why is the Torah much more machmir with Amalek, that you have to have a zocher, Shabbos zocher, in order to arouse the hatred of them, to encourage you to kill them? We don't find that with the seven nations. Number two, why is the Torah more machmir with them generally? You've got to wipe out not only Amalek, but even the Zecha, any semblance, even the animals of Amalek. You don't find that either in the case of Sheva Amamin. And finally, why does the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek seem to apply nowadays as well, as indicated both in the Rambam and, in fact, in the Torah? Midor dor. How can it apply nowadays if Sancheirev has been mevalbel all of the Umos, he's mixed up the nations, we can no longer identify, surely, neither the seven nations nor Amalek? So if the mitzvah of wiping out the seven nations does not apply, then why does the mitzvah of Amalek apply? And, more accurately, how can it apply? How practically can you possibly be expected to kill the Amalekis if you cannot possibly identify them? So the answer to all of our questions really lies in a few words of the Netziv. The great Netziv in his Pirush to the Chumash Hamek Dovah, he asks the question that we ended off with. How can there be a mitzvah of killing off Amalek in all times? Surely they no longer exist, or at least we cannot identify them. So what is it that the Torah is expecting us to do? And he says the following. Al korchoch, we must say therefore, hakavona, the intention is, te'udas Amalek ba'olam. Te'uda means their certificate or their standing. It's what Amalek represents that we have to wipe out. The Netziv is teaching us a tremendous chiddush. When the Torah instructs us to wipe out Amalek, it's not so much the people or the nation, but rather te'udas Amalek, it's what they stand for. What do they represent? What is their hashkafa? It's the hashkafa of Amalek, which exists forever, and that's what must be wiped out. And of course, that immediately answers our question, that even if Sancheirav has come and mixed up the nations and we can't identify the people of Amalek, but we certainly still can and must identify the te'uda, the hashkafa, the outlook of Amalek, that is what the Torah is instructing us to eradicate in this world. And of course, we must immediately ask the question, well, what is that hashkafa? What is the te'uda of Amalek? What is the standing? What do they represent? What is the hashkafa of the Amalek nation that the Torah sees so important to instruct us to eradicate? And the Netziv himself continues and he explains. Amalek, he says, Soine, they hate hashkocha, tachlis sinah. They absolutely hate, they detest the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered to be mashkiach, to supervise the running of the world. That is the te'uda. Shetie halichois hateva. They consider nature to rule everything, b'li hashkocha. B'li hashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not supervise the world. It all runs with teva. Zeh harotzoin yeh nishkach. That is what the Torah wants eradicated and forgotten. So the Netziv is telling us a tremendous yesod over here. It's not the people. It's not the nation of Amalek, but rather it is their outlook on life. It is their hashkafa that must be eradicated. And that hashkafa is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashkiach over the world. It doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, but he doesn't run the world. Rather, there is a marechet called Teva. It's all working on nature, and that's what dictates the course of events. Now, let us add and explain a little bit to these very important words of the Netziv. Because the Torah writes quite clearly in Parshas Ki Tsetzeh, we're all going to hear this Shabbos, that when Amalek came to attack, the word that the Torah uses is Asher Korcho Baderech. Korcho means from the word Mikra. It just so happened. And that, in one word, really sums up the entire outlook of Amalek. Korcho. It's just a Mikra. All of the world heard about Kriyat Yamsuf. We say this every day in Davening, in the Shira. Shamu, Amim, all of the nations heard Yergozu. Everybody was heard about it, was in fear, in awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, except Amalek. Amalek said it was a mikre, who said it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the outlook of Purim. That is the outlook of Amalek. In fact, the whole Yom Tov that we're about to celebrate is in fact called Purim. Which, when you think about it, is rather strange. We would have considered perhaps that to be a very minor, irrelevant detail of how exactly Haman went about determining the day that he should kill Klal Yisrael. No, it's not a minor detail. That, in fact, is the whole hashkafa of Amalek. Purim, it's all a lottery. It's all random. There's no hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dictates anything in this world. It's all a goyrel. It's all a Purim. In one of the most remarkable turnarounds in the Megillas Esther, Haman proposes that he should be paraded around town with all the covers of the Melech, and the next thing he knows is that he's actually parading Mordechai, his archenemy, around town. How could you not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings? And yet, Haman comes home, says the Megillah, and he told his family. What did he tell them? He told Zeresh Ishtoi Ulechol Oyavov Eis Kol Asher Korahu. Everything that just so happened. Everything is a mikra. And in fact, the Medrash tells us that when Haman came to Ahasuerus and he said, Yeshnoi am Echod. Yeshnoi is the same letters as Yoshein, to sleep. Said Haman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. He didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. He may well exist, but just like somebody who's sleeping might well exist but is non-functional, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol exists, but he's not functional. It's all a mikra. Everything that happens in this world has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no hashkacha in this world. All of this message, this very profound message, is hinted to in an incredible way in the following psukim. Now, we all know these psukim from Hallel. We say this every Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Rom Al kol goyim Hashem, al hashamayim kavoidei. Next pasuk, mi kashem elokeinu hamagbi lo shoves hamashpili lirois bashamayim ubaoretz. Listen to the most incredible interpretation by the Malbim. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. The goyim, the way they view HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as being rom. Rom, some very lofty existence where Al Hashomayim Kavoidoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found Bashomayim. Nothing to do with us down here, Ba'aretz. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom. Rom Al Kol Goyim. How do we respond? Mi Kashem Elokeinu. Our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpili Lirois Bashomayim Uba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed not Rom Bashomayim, as the Goyim think, but rather Bashomayim Uba'aretz. Very much involved, dictating the course of everything that happens, Bashomayim Uba'aretz. And you might well notice that the word Rom, Resh Mem, is Gematria 240, which is the same gematria as Amalek. Amalek, Rom, that's how they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rom, not connected to us. Everything is a mikra, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashamayim, but not here, Ba'aretz. And in fact, it's been pointed out that there's another word, which also has the same gematria 240, and that's the word Sofik, a doubt. Everything is a doubt by Amalek, because there's no Ashkocha, there's no Mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pulling the strings. And that's why, when Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael for the very first time,
it says that Klal Yisrael were questioning the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why is there no water? And they said, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu exist amongst us? Doesn't that reflect the same Hashkofa as Amalek? They didn't say, Hayesh Hashem, is there HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, there is, but is he Bekirbeinu? Is he amongst us? Is he the one running our lives? Well, if you say that, you sound exactly like Amalek. And in fact, the next two words in the Pasuk is, Vayovei Amalek. So Amalek came to attack. This, therefore, is the Hashkofa of Amalek. As the Netziv referred to it, the Te'uda of Amalek. The mitzvah to wipe out Amalek is not so much the people, rather it's the Hashkofa. It's their representation. What do they represent in the world? They represent this outlook that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. Everything is a mikra. And in fact, if you look carefully in the Psukim, there is a very famous letter that's missing. Because in Parashas B'Shalach it says, Ki yod al keis ko. Milchom al Hashem ba'molek midor edoy. What does case mean? Case is really the shortened version of the word kise. Says Rashi, why is the word kise spelt missing the aleph? Case, kaf, samach. Where's the aleph? Says Rashi, ein kisoi sholim. The throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. Ad sheyimche shmoi shel Amalek. As long as Amalek are around, the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, incomplete. If you wipe out Amalek, then the kisei is sholem. What does that mean? What is the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The kisei, the throne, always represents the malchus. The melech's job is to look after his melucha, is to take care of his subjects, take care of his kingdom. But of course, Amalek deny the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after his kingdom, because he's wrong. He's Vashomayim. And that's why the kisei is incomplete. As long as Amalek and their Hashkafa, their Te'uda, are present in the world, then there is, as it were, a compromise on the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a blemish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in the world is not complete. It's not complete. Because as mentioned, the kisei represents the melucha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is being undermined by Amalek. Because they claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact is not the melech. He is Rom. Rom al HaShomayim, he's somewhere in heaven, but has nothing to do with us down here. This milchama that Amalek are waging against the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Klal Yisrael's duty to fight the milchama al Hashem. We are the Am Hashem. It's our duty, therefore, to fight the milchemes Hashem. We are the ones charged with the obligation, eradicate Amalek. Specifically, eradicate their hashkofa. That is the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. It's not wiping out the people as such. More importantly, it's what they represent. The Te'uda, the hashkofa of Amalek. Not so, however, in the case of the Zayin Amamin. The seven nations also need to be eradicated. Why? Says the Sefer Achinuch, because they're involved in terrible averus. V'loi nilmoid mimaseihen. Lest we chas v'sholom learn from their averus. Gili aroyesh v'chas domim v'idazara. That's why the Torah has told us to wipe them out. We see a very clear distinction between the mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations and the mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. Amalek is the hashkafa. that is in direct conflict, the Milchama, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Sheva Amamin, that's not the point. The Sheva Amamin are not fighting a war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because they are over severe Averas, we have to wipe them out in order not to learn from their Averas. And if that's the case, I think we have answered all of the three questions that we began with. The first question we asked was, why does the Torah only instruct us to remember Amalek, to arouse the sinner in our hearts, so that we should kill Amalek? We don't find that with the Sheva Amamin. The answer is, because the Amaleki Hashkofa, which is antithetical to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we hate. And that is so much more severe, because they are undermining the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not so the Sheva Amamin. It's true, there's a mitzvah to kill them, but Ad Kadei Kach, that you have to remember and hate them, no, not that far. And that answers the second question as well. Why in the case of Amalek, not only do we have to wipe them out, but any Zecha, even the animals? And the answer is, once again, because in the case of the Sheva Amamin, it's the people who are the problem, not the animals. The animals are not being over Averus. But in the case of Amalek, it's not so much them, it's what they represent. And anything that represents them, in turn, represents their Hashkofa. So we don't want any Zechar of Amalek. We don't want any trace in the world of their Hashkofa. And finally, we said that Sancheirev was mavayable all the nations, therefore practically the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore with regard to the Sheva Amamin, but it does in the case of Amalek, yes, because even if we can't identify the people, it's not the people that we're trying to eradicate, it's their Hashkofa. And that's why when the Torah talks about Amalek, it talks about a milchama, as we mentioned before. It's a milchama l'Hashem. The Sheva Amamin, it's true, there's a mitzvah to kill them. But it's not called a milchama. Because a milchama, by definition, is when you have two parties that oppose each other. They are the opposite, they are antithetical to each other. The Sheva Amamin are over severe Averas, but they're not opposing, they're not waging a war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek is. They are trying to undermine HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are trying to undermine the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is one bracha, and one bracha only, where we mention the Kisei HaKavod. And that is the bracha of Asher Yotza. Every single day, on numerous occasions, we say, Goloi lefnei kisei kevoidecha. Why do we mention the kisei hakovoid in all brachas? Only in the bracha of Asher Yotza. But according to the way we've explained, I think we now understand. It's half-level fellow. Because the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus and how he is Mashkiach on every need, from big to small. Even the most seemingly mundane or lonely activities, like when a person has to go to the bathroom, if we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha is there as well, then that is a resurrection of the Kisei HaKovid. That's the exact opposite of what Amalek are trying to do. The Bracha of Asher Yotza is in fact a constant reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach over every single facet of our lives. Even those that seem the most lowly. Perhaps we would consider it not Lefi Chvoidoi, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashkiach in these types of activities, those as well. And that, therefore, is the building, is the solidifying, is the consolidation of the Kisei HaKovid. So let's just conclude with the following Ha'ara. When Yaakov has his epic struggle with the Malach, as we know it's the Malach of Esav, and the Gemara tells us that they had a fight, and the dust rose up, Ad Kisei HaKovoid, is the Lashon of the Gemara. Why did the dust rise up to the Kisei HaKovoid? And the answer is, there is a beautiful Sefer HaTorah, which we have quoted many occasions, called the Be'er Yosef. We know that Yaakov Avinu went back to fetch the Pachim Ketanim. Chazal say that the Momain is very important to the Tzadikim. Why is Momain important to Tzadikim? Because they understand, the Tzadikim understand, that even the Pachim Ketanim, the small Pachim, the seemingly non-important Pachim, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is organized that I own them, then that clearly is part of the Hashkochas Yisborach. And that's why Yaakov Avinu went back to fetch the Pachim Ketanim, because you recognize the Hashkocha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything that I do, everything that I have, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the smallest things. Who fights against that? Esav, the great great grandfather of Amalek, says the Be'er Yosef, because Amalek, founded by Esav, they oppose that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being Mashkiach. You claim that these minor Pachim Ketanim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it doesn't. And that's what it means. The Avak, the dust, rose until the Kisei HaKavod. They're really arguing. They're fighting about the Kisei HaKavod. The Molchama between Yaakov and Esav is the precursor to the Molchama between Klal Yisrael and Amalek. It's about the Kisei HaKovid. It's all about the Kisei HaKovid. Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu claim that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the smallest, most mundane, cheap Pachim Ketanim. I see the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu therein as well. That's why he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. But Esav, the Elter Zeda of Amalek, he denies that. That's why he fights with Yaakov. And that's why the Avak went up all the way to the Kisei HaKovod. Because in fact, that's what this titanic struggle was all about. It was all about the Kisei HaKovod. And this, therefore, is so important for us. Every single day, as mentioned, when we say the Asher Yotzah, it's so important to realize that this is a brocha, not just on that particular activity. We say, Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, says Rashi in Brochas, which Chalolim, which tubes are being referred to? The heart, the stomach. And what about Nekovim, Nekovim? That's the mouth, that's the nose, that's the ears. In fact, some of the Giras are not Chalolim, Chalolim, Chalulim, Chalulim, which is Gematria 248, all of the Evarim of the Guf. In other words, when we say the Brocha of Asher Yotzah, we are recognizing that every single Chalek of our Guf, all is being dictated, all is being operated and activated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a kiyum of the Kisei HaKovod. And this is such a critical look at the Brocha of Asher Yotzah. How timely this is. We say the Brocha of Asher Yotzah several times every day. We need to understand that the Brocha of Asher Yotzah, if said properly, is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek. That's what it is. It's that important. Because as mentioned, the mitzvah is not so much to wipe out the people, it's to wipe out their hashkofa. The tu'uda of Amalek, as the Netziv called it. And the tu'uda, the hashkofa of Amalek, even if we can't identify the people, but we can identify that hashkofa, is like the Malach of Esav wanted to claim, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not involved. Rom al kol goyim, he's somewhere bashomayim. And we understand that no, HaMashpili lirois bashomayim ubaoretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every single facet of our lives. Every single aver of the goof. Every single activity, even those that might seemingly be not in fitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach over them as well. And that's why it's the only brocha that we mention, the Kisei HaKavod. Of course we recognize and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for life and for health and for parnasa. But when it comes specifically to the brocha of Asher Yotzah, that is a deep felt recognition. HaMashpili lirois bashomayim ubaoretz. Every area of our life, every minor, quote unquote, part of our existence and our body is all being activated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That way we are being mechazek the Kisei HaKavod. And that's why we say, Golui v'yodua lifnei Kisei Chavodecho. And that's the way that we are ultimately eradicating not just Amalek, but more importantly, the Hashkof of Amalek. And that's the mitzvah that we have, specifically this Shabbos, but as mentioned, every day, several times a day. When we say that Brocha Asher Yotzah, we must say it b'kavona, and realize that we are hereby overturning, eradicating the Hashkof of Amalek. We are being mechazek the Kisei HaKavod, and that is the Melchomol Hashem Midor Dor. It's the Am Hashem that have been instructed. It's our duty and our privilege to fight this war, to be mechazek the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rom Chas V'Sholem, but ultimately, Faket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpili Lirois Bashomayim Ubaoretz. If we understand that this Shabbos and be mechazik the brocha of Asher Yotzah, then ultimately we are being mekayim to the full the mitzvah de'iraisa of Zocher and Timcha es Zecher Amalek.